Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares stories of awakening and offers possibilities for manifesting a healthier world. I am delighted today to welcome Rhys Thomas, author of Discover Your Purpose, who will share with us 5 life purpose profiles used to unlock hidden potential so you may live the life you were born to live. Hello, Rhys, and thank you so much for joining us today to discuss what I know many of my listeners are seeking, and that is to know themselves better and to create the life they were born to find. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. It's great to be here.
Okay, Rhys, as listeners of this show have come to expect, my guests and I share our experiences and our search for understanding who we are, where life comes from, and how to know our life purpose so we may live a happy and healthier life. Many of us have found that when we truly understand our dual nature as spiritual beings having a physical life, we are better equipped to deal with karma, social conditions, and the needs of our inner soul being to direct us towards our true destiny and life plan. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Rhys Thomas, who is the creator of the Rhys Method Transformational System that is taught exclusively at the Rhys Thomas Institute, will share ways to identify your primary life purpose. There are more, of course, more than that, but to focus on your primary life purpose, moving you towards your calling, embracing your strengths, and rejecting unhealthy behaviors. We will discuss resources and bioenergetic exercises to help you reach your fullest development of mind, body, and soul. Rhys, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their earlier recollections of a person, place, or event that may have shown them or others around them something informative about the life or their path or destiny that awaited them. So I feel the adult is imprinted already within the child, so at the beginning. So please think back for a minute to your childhood.
Well, in my book, Discover Your Purpose, one of our primary exercises and one of the initial exercises that we do in my 3-year training at the Rhys Thomas Institute is an exercise called Your Secret Place. And each of us have a place, and I had a place when I was young. I actually had a number of them that I would go to. They were sort of where my soul, my spirit got to just be totally free. And I did not grow up as many healers are the wounded healers. I was not the wounded healer. I grew up in a nice family. Both my parents were teachers. But no matter what family you're born into, there are always things that is their mission that really aren't your mission. And so as a child, sometimes living inside the house, you have to have certain behaviors, you have to do certain things. If you're a boy, you have to act like a boy. If you're a girl, you have to act like a girl. You have all these things that you need to do that the soul doesn't necessarily need or desire. And so there are places that we all find, whether it be in the basement or, for me, it was way up in a tree for one of them, and the other one was up in a rocky knoll up behind the house, where I would go and I would just play and I would just be completely free, like not have a body, not really have a sense of any that I was anything, but just this freedom of creativity. And up on the rocky knoll, I used to take sticks and rocks and mud and things, and I would make what I would call superheroes. I always liked the idea of Superman and Batman and those
Me
things.
Too.
I always loved those, and I would do that very often. Anytime I could get up there, anytime I could sneak away, anytime I could get out of the house and sort of go to my place where I was able to totally be me. And what I realized was that I loved to do that. I loved to sort of make and create in my mind these superheroes, and they could fly, and some could like disappear, and some could do all sorts of different things. And I didn't realize back, you know, at that time that there actually was a comic book series called, you know, the X-Men or the, you know, the Marvel comics with all these superheroes. I was just making these things up in my head. And you know, now that as I grew up and I became a teacher, and you know, I have a very strong teacher archetype, and I love to, you know, share with people my ideas and my creativity. And one of the most important things that I did, and I was originally a coach, a tennis coach. I was a professional tennis player and then a professional tennis coach, and I would always look for this one-of-a-kind quality in each of the people that I worked with, and what was the way they were going to be successful in what they did and how they competed. And then later I found energy medicine and realized that's just like, you know, tennis was just the first tiny little step to that. But in energy medicine, we actually get to reveal these people. Every human being literally has a superhero within them. And so what I was doing as a child, what we all do in our secret place, is what we're supposed to be doing in our life. That's like, we already know when we're born, we know our purpose. We know, we feel it. It's like and our purpose has no designation. It's not a job. It's not a relationship. It's not, you know, once I have children, then I'll have my purpose. And when I do this, it's none of that. It's, there's a quality of life that we wake up every day when we're little and we're just like, wow, it's another day. I can't wait to get out there. and that's our purpose.
Reese.
And that's what purpose feels like.
Reese, what you really were doing was getting to know your soul better and playing and loving yourself. And you wrote in your book that people who change the world have something in common. They are not planning and thinking about who they should be. They are living and being called to their highest mission from a fearlessness to grow and be more every day, more of yourself. That's what you were doing, you know.
Absolutely.
And I liked, you said you had your secret place. You know, I'm a Reiki energy practitioner. And when I work on a person and I am guiding them into meditation, I am helping them go to their personal sanctuary. It's like a place between this world and the upper world where they can have safety and peace and feel free of, you know, the challenges of our physical world. And people who do this, who learn to do this, later on in life when they have to cross over, it will be much easier for them. They won't be living in fear and negativity, which makes it hard to make any transition or transformation. So what you were doing, and you've been doing all your life, and I was doing, is using your creativity, your imagination, your soul life, and finding joy and peace within yourself. And it's a beautiful thing, and that's what we hope for all our listeners. You're never too old to go to that personal sanctuary or special place and to be just happy with yourself. Now let's get into
when you live there,
yeah,
you don't age as fast as other people. You don't have as much illness. I'm 135 years old. So, you know, I'm only kidding. But people that do energy work, and you know, I run an energy school, and the teachers and the and the graduates, when you are living more in your purpose, the energy flows through your body the way it was supposed to.
Absolutely.
But when we're trying to be somebody that we're supposed to be, which is what we actually learn in our home, that, well, you really should be good at this, and boys do this and girls do that, and we learn all these rules, and we have to ultimately, you know, one of the biggest challenges for all children is at some point we have to make the choice between that secret place, that deeper sort of non-form who we are. That's not a boy or a girl. We're just this energy, and being loved, and being seen in society as being valuable, and not have to go to the therapist all the time. You know,
right.
So because if you don't buy into the story, and try to be something that you're supposed to become, people end up putting you in the dumb class, or or you have to go see the therapist, or you're seen as a disturbing element in the world, and the truth is that we really, as adults, when we go through the midlife crisis, we have to sort of take back and say, oh well, I need to be a little bit of that challenger. I'm no longer going to just try to be what other people think I should be. I'm gonna let that part of me that I always knew as a child start emerging again.
Yeah, Reese, what we have to do is get past all these labels. We don't need any of them to know who we are, because they really are only labels of the physical world, like boy or girl or rich or poor or yellow hair or red hair. You know, they're not really that important. We're all just souls here to explore and refine our energy and to learn greater compassion and love for life, just life. But let's mention energy medicine for a minute. We all talk about it. We know everything is energy, but understanding energy is the key to finding your life purpose. And we'll go on in a few minutes to discuss the five life purpose profiles. So before we do that, tell us a little something about energy medicine.
Well, I run an energy medicine school, and so I've been involved in the running of energy medicine schools. I worked at a school before I ran my own for 15 years, and energy medicine is an interesting sort of. It has two meanings. The primary meaning that it has in our culture is technique, like Reiki, or we do full spectrum healing. Some people do acupuncture, Ayurvedic medicine. Those are all called energy medicines because they're based in energy. They're based on the body's energy field and how to bring that energy field back into resonance. And so those are energy medicine techniques. And of course, since there's thousands of them right now, most people, when they refer to energy medicine, are talking about some technique. I'm going to go get some energy work. I'm going to do energy work with somebody. And they're talking about energy medicine techniques. Of course, what I learned by doing the work that I do, and I run a 3-year training in energy medicine, the techniques are essential to understand how energy works, and the more techniques you learn, and over the 3-year period we teach people an enormous array of different dimensions and techniques that they need to know to manage all of the levels of the energy field. But the real energy medicine is being practiced by people who have found their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, when you went to school, and when I went to school, there were some teachers you went to, and they were just teachers. You went in the room, they taught you what they taught you. You go home, and you never thought about them again. But then there were other teachers who somehow had a different connection to what they were doing, and you were inspired by them to be more yourself. And so, and what happened was, is that they took teaching, which by the way is an energy medicine technique, and because speaking and using the voice and sound and your energy, and they inspire you, because what they did was they matched teaching, whatever they were teaching, science or math or whatever they happened to be doing, they matched that technique with their deeper life purpose. That is energy medicine. So my favorite energy medicine practitioner is Martin Luther King. And I don't think he was putting people on the healing table and doing that, even though in my school we teach table healing work.
What he was doing was uplifting people's minds and bodies and souls and resonating in the beauty of his compassion and love.
Which is what every energy medicine practitioner does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference in my mind. There are two types of energy medicine right now in the world. One are the techniques, and the other are the people that have found the technique that matches beautifully with their purpose. So Martin Luther King's incredible ability to speak and to share his message, that is an incredible healing. The way people speak, the way they inspire you with their words. And a lot of people, I mean, we can look at our politicians right now, you know, there are a lot of people that are great speakers that have a very negative intention, and it's really not their purpose in life to do what they're doing. And so it's sort of it's more of a shadow healer or a black magician.
People have both their shadow side and their light side. And really, once people get to know that they have a soul, that their purpose is here to develop greater compassion and love and put that out into the world, they're already living part of the truth. And you know, doing the best they can with whatever knowledge or awakening or awareness that they have at any given moment. But let's go on to, you have said that who you are is your life purpose. What do you mean by that? Don't we all know who we are? Or shouldn't we all know who we are?
Well, we should all know who we are, and we certainly knew who we were when we were children. But then when we were really young and we didn't know what a girl or a boy was or what a good person or a bad person is based on our family history, or what we have decided, you know, is painful or not painful, I will always do this or I'll never do that. Though that person that we developed was in resistance and was more against being a problem than being for being who I truly am. And so who we really are is actually a mystery to most people. I spent many, many years as a young man thinking, well, I'm going to be, first of all, men have to be competitive, so I became a professional tennis player, and they have to be tough, so I studied martial arts for 25 years, and they have to be good at business, and so I was a tennis professional, ran large both summer camps and a country club, and then I also started a startup company for a sports product, and I was doing all of these things. But often the result of not living your purpose is that you have problems in your life that don't seem to go along with what's going on in your life. And I was having, even though I was very successful in my work, I was having problems with my employers. I didn't feel like I was understood at all. I was having, even though I had a fantastic marriage and two children and a house in the suburbs and summer home and all of these things that I had, my relationship was, I never felt like it was totally ever hitting on all cylinders, and I couldn't understand. I felt very misunderstood there as well.
Reese, I think you were just involved in the doing and following the patterns and the expectations of others. You weren't in your being at that point. So tell us again, who are we?
Well, who we are, well, for instance, for me, that doer is actually one of five characters. It just wasn't mine. There are plenty of people on the planet that are here to do exactly what I did. All of those things, which are very masculine traits, the achiever, the organizer, the, you know, doing everything really well, being a really good competitor, all of those things, there are actually people born to do that. But I wasn't.
All right, so
I had the pain, the physical pain. I was having physical issues, relationship issues, work issues, all the things that people run into. It's like, well, why is my life such a struggle? And almost always our life is a struggle because we haven't realized who we really are inside.
Okay, now that's going to take us right into the next question. Let's talk about the five life purpose profiles, and you must know these if you're going to find out who you are and what profile you have so that you can do the best with your soul life and your physical life. Now, can you tell us about the five different types of life purpose profiles?
the life purpose profiles. And it's from my book Discover Your Purpose, which you can get at discoveryourpurposebook.com, and also on Amazon. So the five life purpose profiles represent the five types of people that are on the planet. There's almost like it's almost like five different species of people. They're very quite different, and they don't tend to cross over into each other's worlds as much. But there are people that are super creative, right? Which is what I discovered I was. I wasn't the super doer, organized, structured person, which is one of the other ones, which are what we call the achievers. I was the creative, sort of like, I had this great idea and these spiritual connections, and I had all these crazy dreams that I was having that I thought nobody wants to hear about those dreams. Now, as I'm running an energy medicine school, I realized that that's all anybody wanted to hear from me was what's really going on inside of me. So that creative idealist is my mission. But there are those other people that are the very structured, organized, checklist people that often have many letters behind their name because they're very good at school and all. So we have both creative people that are a little bit less grounded and more in the creative, artistic, and manifesting type of world. And then you have these structured people. And then you have people that are also very caretaking, and they tend to be warm, and they give you big hugs, and they're always smiling when they see you, and they think about you all the time. They call you up and say, "Hey, I was just thinking about you," and you're like, "Wow, I wasn't thinking about that person at all." But they are constantly thinking about their friends and about their other people, and keeping people together.
Are those the emotional intelligence specialists?
We have a name for each one of these, right? So we have the creative idealists, which are the creative people, and then we have the knowledgeable achievers, who are the ones who achieve through their knowledge. And then those people that are really warm and friendly and hugging and strong, and they're always there for you, are called the team players. And they are people that tend to have big round smiling faces and are strong people. And then we have the people that we were talking about, the emotional intelligence specialist people, who are the ones who are very, very soft. They tend to have much more delicate bodies. And each of these profiles literally have a different body type as well. And this is the difference between this work, which is soul-based, and any other form of like the Enneagram or DISC or Myers-Briggs. Those are all behavioral. So as long as you behave that way, which like I behaved my whole life like an achiever, I would be that, and that system would tell me that's what I am and teach me how to be better at what I already wasn't supposed to be. But this is based on the soul, and basically, of course, the first chakra is part of the soul pattern. And so each of these profiles have a very unique and different type of body. The creative person being tall and thin, the achiever being very evenly balanced and strong, the team player being more round and hugging, you know, the big barrel chest and hugging type of person. And then the emotional intelligence specialists, who are here to be very soft, very gentle, never aggressive. They are the ones who have the softer, more delicate type of bodies, and the deep eyes when you look at them. Finally, we have, last but not least, we have the charismatic leaders, who actually, because we need leaders in all of these different areas, we need leaders in their emotion, we need emotional leaders, we need caretaking and supportive leaders, to protect people, we need the achieving leaders to run big businesses and start new businesses and go out there, we need the creative leaders, so we need leaders that are also creative, that like the Steve Jobs of the world who are just coming up with things that nobody would ever think about and then bringing them into the world. So these leaders, the leader is actually a very dynamic character that doesn't necessarily have one body type, even though they generally have a very dynamic body that can gain weight, they can lose weight, they're very dynamic people. They're sort of the actors and actresses of the world that can method act in into anything. But they are people who can be charming and seductive. They can be strong. They can be like state police. They can they're very high energy characters. And so each of these people are really five really different. Really different types of qualities in the world and purposes in the world. We've got these creative people and the deep feeling people and the caretaking people and the achieving people and the leading people. And all five of those are essential in any good business or any good government or any good, any healthy ecosystem in the world for people.
This is an important question. Many people find themselves with difficult children and don't know what to do. And I'm going to say sometimes the children may be difficult because the parents haven't quite figured out who they are. And so it's very hard to help someone else when you really don't know yourself very well. So can this system help parents and to help their children? Briefly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Briefly, yes, absolutely. Almost always, especially for women, it's hard to own the charismatic leader quality as much. And when their child, when they may be hiding it in themselves, and the child demonstrates it, that they want to be more, they're more volatile or they're more, not listening and don't want to, don't tell them what to do. That type of thing happens. The parent has a very difficult time dealing with that, especially since they learned how to hide theirs or control theirs, and they expect the child to do the same. But the child's young and the child's like, hey, I don't want to, if I'm a leader, I'm going to tell you what to do.
The child may have a different and does each child has a different purpose in life than their parents. We can't mold them into being and expecting what we expect in life because they came into this life with their own soul agenda. And to basically, it's just to learn more about themselves and to have greater love and compassion towards themselves and others. And that's the truth. And once people know that, that's really who we are. Where we were talking about that early on. Whatever quality we have, it is a quality of the soul and a quality of spirit and inspiration, and everybody should be allowed to find that potential within themselves and to live with it and to share it with the world. So I want to thank you, Rhys Thomas, for a most comprehensive and wonderful look at life through the eyes of someone, you, who has said yes to life and all its many opportunities and experiences. What you were talking about, but all those things you have experienced, you did it well, and you did it joyfully and with imagination and creativity, and that's how you found what your true nature was, your soul nature. And it's not looking for your life purpose, but living it courageously and joyfully. For more information on how to use the 5 Life Purpose Profiles and to purchase this empowering book, go to rhysthomasinstitute.com or discoveryourpurpose.com or amazon.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Rhys Thomas has shown us much about the lower self, higher self, core soul self, and how the full emergence of your soul self requires an acceptance of the duality of your human nature in alliance with all the aspects of life. Such acceptance, of course, brings healing and inner peace and helps you act as a conscious universal being in the world. Discovering your life purpose profile is a tool towards living your life in alignment to your soul and physical needs, and once again finding the balance within yourself and the world. Learning why we are here is the first step towards being in alignment with our true human and spiritual needs. And Rhys wrote, "The Rhys Method Life Purpose Profile offers a doorway to transformation in the consciousness of individuals and societies. It begins with understanding who you are. Once you truly know yourself, you can learn to hold and express that self first with those closest to you and then in your career, social relationships, and greater mission put into the world. Finding and honoring your core soul self, who you truly are, is your life purpose. We're not all here to change the course of an entire race of people or start a new religion or nation. Some of us are here simply to be the best we can be and do unto others as we would have them do unto us. But when each of us becomes aware of our gifts and readily shares them with the gross imbalance in power and resources that keeps our world locked, war and injustice will fade into the pages of history. Reese and I would hope in these challenging political times here in our own nation and worldwide, we all begin to work on improving our understanding of ourselves, appreciate others, their life purpose, without judgment. It is in allowing and accepting and evolving in love that we can walk in truth and happiness always. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear and to read about energy, medicine, healing, spirituality, science, psychology, and the arts in order to truly know yourself and the possibilities that exist for change and personal and collective growth. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.